Good morning, Boo Buddies. This is Ruth, also known as R2UK. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of September, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. Again, I've been quite quiet for a little while, but I have been listening to everybody else's boos. So Simon Toon and Andy Taylor, the Northern Broke, and Acrobat and Pawari. I have been listening to you all, and I've got a little bit to weigh in on the subject of names and where names come from. I think the difficulty I have with booing is that I don't have a regular time where I have quiet time to myself and I can sit and record. The joy of juggling a toddler and a now 3.5-month-old baby means that I, you know, pretty much have one of them around most of the time. By the time it gets to the evening, when they're both asleep, thankfully, all I want to do is just sit and vegetate somewhere in front of the television or the computer. And I don't really feel up to booing at that point. So I am trying to find times when I can record these boos. I've just sent Catherine upstairs to wake John up. So I'm taking the opportunity for a quick 5-minute boo while everyone else is doing that. David's currently having his morning nap, so that's all good. Just in on the name game, it's been really interesting listening to where people's names come from, and I think most people who listen to this know where most of my names come from, but I thought I would bring in a list of the ones that I do have. I have a number of nicknames which basically come from starting off at school, when I had nicknames at school, and then through university. And well, I was at university just as the internet was starting off. We didn't have the World Wide Web in those days, but we had the Janet network, which was the university network, and we had Usenet news groups and FTP and MUDs and things like that. So I had nicknames at university, and then obviously after university, nicknames have continued. And you know, I'm very familiar with calling people either by their real names or by their nicknames for a variety of reasons. So my earliest nickname was Rufus, which I was called by friends at school, and that's an obvious derivation from my name, Ruth. People would try and call me Ruthie, which I really hated. So when Rufus came up as a nickname, I thought, okay, I can live with that, you know. And I have red hair, so I'm quite often Rufus the Red, which still sticks around. I still refer to myself as Rufus quite a lot of times. Andy mentioned his university logon name. Now, yes, funnily enough, I still remember my university logon name, which was M-A-U-N-M. I don't know why I remember that. It was never used as a nickname or anything, but obviously that was my first email address and my first identifier on the internet, so I do remember that. And then obviously I started going out with John, and that's where the main nickname that I use for myself now came from, because John has a sister who's also called Ruth. So when I joined the family and started getting involved with John, it got very confusing, because people would say, you know, we'd call out for Ruth and both of us would answer. So I immediately became Ruth 2, and John's dad shortened it to R2. And I've kind of stuck with R2 the whole time. Usually spelt A-R-T-O-O, but in some cases spelt just letter R and number 2. Frustrating thing is, you know, there are other people out there who call themselves R2. I thought that would be a pretty unique nickname, but inevitably when I try and get that username on systems, I can't get it. And that's kind of where R2UK came from. When I was using the name Rufus, again, that was a very popular nickname, so I started calling myself Rufus UK, which was usually available, so it was obvious to try and get R2UK. So that's what I go with. Just want to do a quick follow-up with Pawari as well, because Pawari talks about getting her name from the EverQuest random name generator. It was a good system, that. The name that I use for my main character in role-playing games is Tinian, and that was also an EverQuest random name-generated name. When I started playing EverQuest, I started off with a paladin, didn't get on with it very well, and thought I wanted to try something with a bit more spell casting. Created a druid, had no inspiration for a name, just rolled up with the random name, and that was Tinian. So I'm always Tinian in online gaming. That's my 5 minutes, catch you later.